Howdy, folks. You know, the latest life insurance statistics show that people are living too fast nowadays, and they're dying the same way. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for a delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. And among other things, this is National Dog Week and National Tie Week. That's everybody get out and observe both weeks. But don't get them mixed up. I mean, don't leave your dog tied up all week. That's not it. Of course, whether or not a man's going to the dogs is all a matter of opinion. The best way I know of to judge anybody's character is by the way he eats fried chicken. I mean, by the way he chooses the parts he eats, you know. If he reaches for the back or the neck, well, you can just put him down as a browbeaten type, you know. Probably from a large family, you know, where they figured he was sort of backward or something. And if he chooses the wing, well, I'd say he's willing to meet the other eaters at the table halfway, you know, not a bad sort. But if the fellow always grabs for the wishbone or the breast, there's a selfish man. That's the kind that wouldn't give a tambourine player a nickel. Me, now, I'm a drumstick man, a middle-of-the-roader. But whatever I eat, I chew double mint gum after every meal, so, you know, so my teeth will be nice and clean when I smile. That's one thing that chewing double mint does for you, you know, cleans your teeth. So you make sure to chew double mint after every meal, too, huh? Fine. Well, another fine thing. Here's Paula Richards singing a song, Tammy. She's about to do it now for you.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old hooty owl hooty hoos to the dove, Tammy, Tammy. Does my lover feel what I feel when he comes here? My heart beats so joyfully, you'd think that he could hear. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of.
Tammy's in love. She ought to be getting married soon now. She's been in love a long time. But that was nice. Anyway, you know, this last summer I traveled a good piece around just to see an old-fashioned tent show. There's just a handful of them left, and I wanted to see one again before it's too late. This tent had about 500 red chairs in it, and to one side of the stage was a platform for the orchestra there. And a bunch of men was going up and down the aisles selling popcorn. And I thought the fellows that's doing the selling was members of the local lodge sponsoring the show there, but turned out they were the musicians. Well, that's a complaint I have about our symphony. They can't sell popcorn for anything here. But anyway, the play was real good. There was a comedian with a red wig and freckles. and nobody ever got ahead of him. Yes, sir, just when it looked like he was real dumb, he got off a good one and just showed up everybody. If I could come out on top like that every time, I'd be tempted to wear a red wig myself. He had a lot of jokes. I remember once he came out on the stage there and he said, I boiled that egg for 20 minutes and it still isn't soft. between the acts, the players, they put on special stunts and all. Seemed like everybody could sing or dance or play an instrument. And one time they came down the aisle selling boxes of candy with coupons inside for valuable things like baby dolls or pillows. My prize was a porcelain rooster they got. But my hat's off to the show folks who put on nice entertainment for the people in our small towns. I liked everything about it myself. Although I can't say I'm especially crazy about that porcelain rooster. I don't know. I noticed, though, everybody was real pleased with their double mint gum purchases. Of course, delicious double mint, that's a healthful chewing treat and a refreshing taste treat that everybody enjoys, always. That smooth, satisfying chewing, it sure added to the enjoyment of the show. You might try a stick of double mint right now while you're listening to the Halloran Quartet.
Sure, it's the same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland. And devil a man was prouder than he as he walked with it in his hand. He'd lead the band on Paddy's Day and twirl it round his mitt. And devil a bit, we'd laugh at it, or Dad would have a fit. Sure, with the same old shillelagh me father could lick a dozen men. As fast as they'd get up, because he'd knock them down again. And many's the time he used it on me to make me understand. The same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland.
Now 50 years ago, me father left old Aaron Shaw.
He landed here shillelagh in hand and divil up anymore.
He got a job and then a wife and then a family.
And then one day he gave his old shillelagh stick to me.
Sure it's the same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland. And divil a man was prouder than he as he walked with it in his hand. He'd lead the band on Paddy's Day and twirl it round his mitt. And divil a bit, we'd laugh at it, or Dad would have a fit. Sure, with the same old shillelagh, me father could lick a dozen men. As fast as they'd get up, they gotta hit, knock 'em down again. And many's the time he used it on me to make me understand. The same old shillelagh, me father brought from Ireland.
Well, we better be getting to the Buttram bonus here. I thought I'd catch the boys off guard there, but I didn't make it. Today's Buttram bonus is for the benefit of all you folks that go to football games. It's about inside football. Now, each team has 11 players on the field, plus some companions sitting on the sideline benches. Now, these players, they're real anxious to get into the game, too, because those benches, they get awful hard there, believe me. Each team has 7 men who line up facing each other from a crouching position there. And then there's 4 men behind them to carry the football. And when one of these carriers gets the ball, the men on the lines lock horns and just louse up the whole work. Now, they make such a pile up there that the runner just can't hardly get by them. And there's also several men on the field that wear black and white striped shirts. These are the officials. And they act real temperamental sometimes. They're pulling a red handkerchief out of their back pocket and throwing it on the ground. You know? A spoiled lot, if you ask me. And the opposing teams now, getting back to them, they act real stubborn. They never give the other side the football on purpose. When they do have to part with the pigskin, as we experts refer to it, pigskin, well, instead of just handing the ball to the other side, somebody kicks it away just as far as he can. Which sounds like sour grapes to me. In fact, you don't see much politeness in football at all. I think they got a penalty against it or something. Well, located at each end of the field, they've got goal posts for the ball to be kicked through after a touchdown. And these posts, they're also available for riding the coach out of town if he loses the game, too. But I've got one little tip for you. Always have a pack of double mint gum along with you at the game there. You know, if it gets real one-sided, you can still enjoy chewing your double mint. That's what delicious double mint is for, is enjoyment. You'll enjoy the pleasant, easy chewing, and you'll enjoy the tasty double mint flavor, too. And, oh, I could go on and on, but I guess I've given you enough fine points so you can get more out of watching football this season. So now let's listen to Paula Richards and Bill Kennedy.
I must have one more kiss, kiss, kiss before we say goodnight.
I must have one more kiss, kiss, kiss before we say goodnight.
You'll never miss that extra kiss, so honey, hold me tight.
Oh, I must have one more kiss, kiss, kiss before we say goodnight.
And if you treat me right, you'll make my heart feel light.
You know your kiss will make me whistle walking home tonight.
Oh, I love the way you kiss, 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 so kiss, kiss, kiss some more.
I love the way you kiss, 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 so kiss, kiss, kiss
like before. Since you love me and I love you, it's perfectly all right.
Oh, I must have one more kiss, kiss, kiss before we say goodnight.
And if you treat me right, you'll make my heart feel light.
You know your kiss will make me whistle walking home tonight.
Oh, I love the way you kiss, 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 so kiss, kiss, kiss some more.
I love the way you kiss, 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 so kiss, kiss like before.
Since you love me and I love you, it's perfectly all right.
Oh, I must have one more kiss, kiss, kiss before we say good night.
Well, you always make sure there's plenty of double mint around your home for the family to enjoy, will you? And keep a package handy in your pocket or your pocketbook there. Well, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that, you know, sometimes when you bare your mind, you're running a risk of getting arrested for indecent exposure. Goodbye now. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
Thank you.